In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with host Aileen Drexler.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm your host, and today we have Jordan Syatt rejoining us to answer your dear DSTs and your non-scale wins. Welcome back, Jordan. So happy to have you.
I am so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Do you have any non-scale wins to share? Am I putting you on the spot or should I share mine?
Well, I would actually, share yours first. I would like to hear yours. And then I have a couple.
Okay. Oh, you have a couple. Can you rank them? Okay. My non-scale win is yesterday. So my nanny was out sick and I had to take care of my bebé while working a full day. And it was wild. Like, it was crazy.
Was it really?
Yeah. In the middle of, I was recording a podcast and was going over and she woke up and I also had to feed her. And I turned off my camera. Thank God for virtual recordings. I turned off my camera. I was like, she's not going to even notice I'm gone. I took my headphones off. I ran to go get my kid. I brought her back in here. I put my headphones and I'm like, you're good. You're good. I put my headphones back in and she just was still going. So it was like perfect. But then I was like, oh my God, now I have to feed her. It was crazy.
Wait, so you like didn't skip a beat? Like you just got right back into it, like as if like you hadn't even left.
Yeah, it was. You got to do what you got to do. I had a meeting and I had a like after that I was also late for, and I turned off my Zoom camera and I was just feeding her there. It was like a full time mom and career woman. How does she do it? Day. And yeah, I'm very proud of myself. And that's my.
I saw on your stories that you were putting that up because I watched your stories, but like I didn't get that in depth of a story from what you put up. Like that sounds much more intense than what you made it seem like on Instagram.
Oh yeah, no, on Instagram we were cuddling. In real life, she was beating the shit out of me. but she's great. What is your non-scale win?
So
or wins.
Technically, this might actually even be a scale, but it's different. It's different. So I want to explain this. So we spoke about when we did the podcast, how I've been doing jujitsu and I'm competing in jujitsu. The first year that I was doing jujitsu, I competed 3 times. And I only competed 3 times because I love competing. I would like to do more, but I only competed 3 times because I had to cut weight to get to a lower weight class. And I wanted to compete at the lower weight class because I felt like I'd be more competitive there. But going into 2022, I realized I need to get better at the skill of competing regardless of what I weigh, right? So I just need to compete more, right? So I competed 3 times in a year and a half. So for 2022, my goal is I want to compete at least 1 time a month. So 12 times I want to compete in 2022. And so what I've done is like, I'm not going to cut weight till I'm just going to be okay being in a higher weight class. And if that means that I maybe don't do as well in the competitions, or maybe like I'm the smallest guy in my weight division, cool. So be it. I'm getting the experience of competing. And also now I have more food freedom and I can enjoy myself and I don't have to be dieting down to a lower weight class several times a year. So I think that's sort of my non-scale win, even though technically I think it is a scale win, but like I'm just going up. I'm okay being heavier as long as I'm getting more experience in competition.
Yeah, and you could have the potential of getting stronger because you're competing with larger individuals.
Yeah.
Right?
I can eat more and I don't have to worry about losing weight. I can eat more and continue to get stronger and build muscle and all of that.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. I watched your story a while ago about like how you cut weight just to do the competition. Did you win?
I got second place. And I made a stupid mistake in the finals that like I shouldn't have, and my coach was all mad and I was mad at myself. But I got second place, which I was very happy about. But should have gotten first. Yeah.
When you win, does that mean like are you doing like just movements or are you literally like taking somebody down?
You're literally fighting someone. Yeah. Yeah.
And so you made a mistake in the fight. Like he beat you?
Yeah. He choked me out.
Oh, he
choked me out with his legs. It's called a triangle choke. I made a stupid mistake and I left my arm out and he literally wrapped his legs around my head. If you Google search triangle choke, you'll see that I got choked out with someone else's legs. So
I've seen that in wrestling.
Yeah, yeah. And like in UFC, mixed martial arts, I got choked out with someone else's legs, which was
wow.
Yeah.
Does it hurt? Humbling.
It doesn't hurt, but what it does is the way that the choke works is it's not like an air choke. It's a blood choke. So it cuts off the carotid arteries on both sides of your neck. So you've got four in your neck. And so it cuts them all off. And so that's sort of why people will pass out. They're not passing out from the air. They're passing out because they're not getting blood to the brain. So I didn't pass out. You tapped out. It's like the saying in jiu-jitsu is you tap out or pass out. So I was like, well, I'm not going to pass out. So I'm going to tap out. And that was it. So I tapped out and I was totally fine, but I did start to see some stars.
Oh God. Well, I'm glad you're okay. And second place is amazing. So congratulations. And I'm excited to see you compete. I hope you post it. I'm sure you will.
I will definitely. If I win, I'll post it. If I lose, I'll pretend it didn't happen. Okay.
That's not the spirit, but okay. All right, let's read a listener non-scale win. Okay. Hi, Aileen. I am writing to share a non-scale win after my post-wedding transition. I finally got married in September of this year after a 3-year engagement and COVID postponement. I did not diet or really restrict myself intensely before the wedding, but when we went to Italy for our honeymoon, I balled out on pasta and wine, like literally every day for 2 weeks. And then since we got back, I just never stopped enjoying the honeymoon mentality. I have been feeling super bloated, uncomfortable since being back from Italy, and I've been back in patterns of eating that left me with a lot of guilt, and I've been struggling with body image a lot post-wedding and honeymoon. That said, I was just sitting on the couch tonight and something possessed me to download the Facetune 2 app. I opened one photo from the trip and I was shocked and appalled to see how much I was able to change my body and face. I swear to God, this app could make me into Bella Hadid. It was my first move into making myself thinner and modify my arms, but shockingly, I was more horrified than impressed with the results. So here's the win. I deleted the app within 5 minutes of having it on my phone and I like my Italy pictures exactly the way they are. Huge non-scale win because Facetune used to be my comfort zone. Wow, I totally remember feeling like that. That is really big deal.
That's a really big deal.
I deleted Facetune totally a long time ago. It's very freeing because I was a master. I love Photoshop and like I love to design stuff and I would like delete like people from backgrounds to make the picture like just better. And I was obsessed with it. And obviously I changed the way that I looked. And it is much more freeing to not have that because you can look at your pictures and be like, that's what I actually look like to a degree.
Yeah.
Because I look back at my old pictures, I'm like, I didn't look like that. That's not me. Like I face tune my arm like they're so hard. Like that's not real.
I've never used Facetune. I've never had it. Like it was when I first heard about it, I was like shocked that was a thing. But my wife had like showed it to me and she was like, oh my God, yeah, you can completely change everything. Oh. It's insane.
It's gotten crazier since like I deleted it because you can just really make yourself into a different person. Then I was just sort of just like, you know, pushing in. Okay, wait, I didn't actually finish the email because it continued on the next page. So let me just keep going and then we're going to go on to the next one. Huge non-scale win because Facetune used to be my comfort zone, and you guys have helped me to become critical of that and to like the real version of myself better. Thank you for being the voices I needed through wedding planning and a pandemic. You've helped me normalize so much for me. And as soon as I deleted the app, this is the first email I sent. Sincerely, a fuck Facetune bitch. That's great.
Congrats. That's amazing. I love that. I like that they recognized it too. Like they recognized that this is a huge win.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I like that they emailed us first.
It feels like cat food has been the same forever. Smelly, boring, made of mystery ingredients. That's why you've got to try Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge. And it's delivered right to your door. Make the switch from kibble and give your cat a meal they'll love. We actually sent some to my friend who is fostering kittens, and it is the only thing they will eat. It comes in these pate packages, and you scoop it, and you just feel like you're a chef for your baby kitties, and they j'adore it. Your cute kitty is descended from ferocious desert cats who hunted live prey. Even if your cat prefers to nap all day, they still need fresh, protein-packed meals for a balanced and healthy diet. Other brands fill their food with mysterious meat byproducts, artificial flavoring, and preservatives with names I don't even want to try to pronounce. After switching it up to Smalls, 90% of cat owners reported overall health improvements. That's major. The team at Smalls is so confident your cat will love their product that you can try it risk-free. That means they'll completely refund you if your picky cat won't eat their food. Now is the time to make the switch to Smalls. Head to smalls.com/DST and use promo code DST at checkout for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use my code DST for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code DST for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/betches.
Okay, dear DST. Dear DST, you've made me feel so much better about my body and myself. I can't even explain how much. This makes me feel a little icky writing this question, but honestly, I just decided to go for it because I know you would never judge me. So nice. People really think highly of us. Anyway, let's just get into it. In 2020, I went on a big health journey and lost 60 pounds and gained so much confidence on the way. In 2021, I decided I did not want to diet all my life and started to try intuitive eating. And even though I gained some weight back, I remained pretty confident, which is shocking considering my track record. I recently moved and rejoined all the dating apps. I matched with this guy and wound up going on a date with him. He's very nice and I can tell he really likes me. So here's the icky part of my question. He's a larger guy. I shouldn't talk. It's not like I'm the Gigi Hadid, but in talking to him, it didn't seem as health and working out were a big deal to him, and I don't know how to feel about it. Is it shallow for me to not want to pursue things for that reason? I would never think I would want him to lose weight, but am I being shallow for wanting someone who is more into health and wellness? Or is it just like any other hobby interest that would be a red flag or a deal breaker? I feel so shallow for ever thinking that because I would hate for someone to think like that about me. But at the same time, I know for me, being with someone like that could lead to a slippery slope of food triggers and hating how I feel in my skin. Love always, shallowish bitch. What do you think, Jordan?
I love this question. This question makes me so happy. I can't even begin to tell you.
Oh my God, I can't wait to hear why.
Because she's being honest. She's saying things that like that in today's day and age, people would pretend doesn't exist. They'd be like, oh no, like I don't judge any, like we all judge people. Everybody judges. It's part of like life. It's part of who we are. Like I think from an evolutionary perspective, it's done to save your life. You have to have these judgment barriers up in order. I think it's an evolutionary response.
Interesting.
But either like you can't not judge people. We're human. So she's being very honest. And I respect that and admire that immensely because that was not an easy thing to write. And she's acutely aware of what she's feeling, why she's feeling it. And then she has this shame side. And I think the shame side is more of like this societal pressure, right? If we're thinking about it, like she doesn't feel bad because she feels that way. She feels bad because she thinks someone else will judge her for feeling that way, right? Like that's what she feels bad about. So in terms of answering her question, like, is it bad? In my opinion, no, not at all. I don't think it's bad at all. I think it's if you value your health and you don't necessarily need, and I actually had a whole thing up on my story about this yesterday. Like, ladies, do you care if a guy has a six pack? I had a whole poll up on my stories about this. Got thousands and thousands and thousands of responses. And 96% of women said, no, they don't care. But actually, like, I think it was closer to 98 because a lot of them said they clicked the wrong button by accident. But they said they don't care if someone has a six pack, but they care if they pay attention to their health. They care if they're just actively working out, if they pay attention to their nutrition. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with wanting a partner who values their health. Now, that's not to say that this guy couldn't eventually get there. But I mean, in any aspect of life where, hey, like, right place, wrong time, right? Like we have no issue saying that, like, you know, right job, wrong time, whatever it was, right? Like that happens sometimes. Maybe this is just the right person, the wrong time in his life. And it's not her responsibility to take him under her wing and try to get him to change his health habits. Like maybe that could happen, but that's not her responsibility. So if she decides, you know what, I want to find someone who's currently into health and fitness and currently valuing their health and working out and eating well, that's her prerogative. And I couldn't agree anymore. In the same way that if it was a dude, like same thing. If he wanted someone that like was more into health and fitness, like that's not, it's not bad. It's just like, that's what they want. So if she wants this and that's what she values, hell yeah. Like, fuck yeah. I love that. I'm so proud of this person for recognizing that and voicing it. Like, I am over the moon. What an amazing, amazing question. I'm super excited about it.
I agree with you in terms of like, yeah, she has full volition to do whatever she wants. Like, she's the one dating, you know, like she can say, yeah, I don't really want to go out with this guy again. I would ask her, was it your judgments of him that made you think that he wasn't into health and fitness? Or was it things that he said, you know, like told you that he wasn't into health? And was it just his, you were judging him like based on what he looked like? Or was it something that he was like, nah, I don't like to work out. Nah, it's not important to me. Leah, let's have like 25 drinks, you know, like that kind of thing. Which, I mean, you could want 25 drinks and also be into health and fitness, but
that's fair. That's fair. Like, is it just purely based on looks or, yeah?
I would ask yourself that because sometimes I feel like, and we've talked about this in the past, when you're like, and so she said she's in, did intuitive eating and gained some weight, but she cares about her health. Sometimes I feel like when we care about health and fitness, we feel like we're on this high road, like we're a superior. And sometimes we might project that, like, and it comes from like a insecurity. That like, oh, I don't want to like ever be bigger. I don't want to like ever not care about my health, quote unquote. And so you project that on others. And so that's really, I'm just wondering like, where is that coming from? Because totally, if he said something like that and you guys don't mesh, agreed. But if like, I would just ask like, maybe are you judging? And totally, I get judging is literally all of dating. That is dating to a nutshell. But if you like other qualities about himself, and like you said, maybe he could get into health and wellness one day. You never know. Maybe that is a value of his, but he's not there at this moment. And it's worth exploring. I wouldn't just shun him immediately. But unless it's something he said, then I would say, okay, yeah, move on.
I love that. You know what I mean? I agree. Yeah, 100%. And that's a good clarification. Like, if he outright said, like, exercise, fuck that, like,
cool.
But, like, if you're just assuming based on how he looks, who knows? Like, one of my favorite things is seeing someone in the gym who is like, they clearly have a lot of weight to lose, but they're working hard. Like, I love that. So maybe he's like actually working out and he's eating well, but he's maybe at the beginning of his journey. So you got to have that conversation and figure that out.
And people can live in all sorts of different bodies and like can be eating healthy as well. Like, I think it could just be a lot of different situations. But I do want to bring up like just the fact that like dating and like where you are, like you just said, where you are in that moment matters so much, because then once you've chosen someone and you and I are in long-term relationships, you go through life and you change, or circumstances change, and you go through a lot of different cycles of caring about different things and caring less about your health. Maybe you feel depressed about something, and it's I've noticed like how important it is to have like a partner who doesn't judge. I know you talk about judging is important, but who doesn't judge you about those things? Because after having a kid, I was just like, I can't even think about eating healthy. Like, what does that even mean? I just want to eat to fill this gap that I feel, like this sadness, you know what I mean? And it's just having somebody that supports you, because you know at the end of the day, you both value the same things, but maybe that's not where you are right now. But
yeah,
what do you feel in your relationship that you go through different cycles and how you support each other in terms of like, I'm assuming not fitness because that's your whole life, but with what you're eating and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Like there, I think that's whether it's a romantic relationship, a friendship, whatever it is, like there's life comes and goes in seasons, and there's always going to be changes and things that are going to be altered. So yeah, always. But I think the judgment thing is really interesting. I think we use judgment early on in a relationship, whether it's a friendship, a colleague at work, whether it's a dating app, whatever it is, we use judgment to keep people at an arm's length because we don't know yet like who this person is, what their intentions are. So we project these judgments to keep them away. It's like a smoke screen. And then once they get through, and once we can now develop a more strong relationship, well, then I think judgments tend to disappear, or they that's when you can stop judging, because now you know them, you know who they are, you understand them, you understand their intent, you understand their history. And that's when, so like with your husband, like, you don't judge each other because you're the closest with him out of anybody in the world. You guys don't judge because you're a unit, you're a family. Like, there's no reason to judge. I think judgments happen when you're just getting to know somebody.
Yeah.
And everyone loves to like stand on their pedestal or whatever and be like, I don't judge. It's like, fuck you. Everybody judges. Of course you do.
I know. No, I know. That's a really good point. Like the whole like conditional, unconditional love, like that's a really good point. And at the end of the day, when you're, it's really funny how like dating starts off as super judgmental to get to the place where you're not judgmental.
Yes, that's exactly
so you
right.
Can just like be like yourself, like you're just disgusting self.
That's exactly right. So you can fart in front of them and just no big deal.
Be gross. Like, who did that? It was the dog. Well, thank you so much, Jordan. This has been great. What a reunion. Thanks for joining DST. And everyone, please go follow Jordan at Syatt Fitness. And how can people like join your inner circle or tell us everything?
I would say don't join my inner circle until you go follow me, look at my free information on my podcast or Instagram. And if you decide it might be for you, great. But I have all the information you need for free on my YouTube, Instagram, podcast, all that.
Well, that's very generous of you. And guys, go follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow and leave us some reviews. If you like the show, it's Diet Starts Tomorrow. You just put in a review, give us 5 stars. If you don't have a good review to leave, you know, just think the thought and then just move on with your day. You don't always have to type it, but we love you. Thank you. And follow me at Aileen. Email us dst@fetches.com. We're always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Stacey Wong, and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com. Betches.